Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In September, the UN Security Council renewed the Kenya-led multinational security mission, the MSS, to Haiti for 12 months to help Haiti's police quell the intense gang violence that has gripped Haiti for years. In October, Leslie Voltaire, the current head of Haiti's Transitional Presidential Council, formally requested that the MSS be converted to a full-fledged UN peacekeeping operation. Such a transition would have to be voted on by the Security Council. The United States is vigorously supporting such an effort. At a Security Council briefing on November 20th, U.S. Deputy Representative to the United Nations Dorothy Shea underlined the need for the Security Council to heed calls from the Haitian government to ensure sustainability in the fight against violence and lawlessness in Haiti. She noted that in mid-November, the Permanent Council of the Organization of American States adopted a resolution in support of the transition.
We now have heard support for the transitioning to a PKO from the host government, MSS mission leadership and contributors, and the region, representing voices across the global south. It is time for the Security Council to act, to take the initial steps to realize Haiti's request to help reestablish security for the people of Haiti.
Deputy Ambassador Shea praised the brave Kenyan, Jamaican, Belizean, and Bahamian forces of the MSS for their efforts in assisting the Haitian National Police to help protect residents, help capture weapons, and help repel gangs in several areas. She emphasized that a transition from the MSS into a peacekeeping operation would facilitate the MSS mission and the country supporting it to take advantage of existing UN financial, personnel, and logistical support structures, as well as predictable and sustainable financing.
The United States is confident that this council can once again come together to evolve our response to the crisis in Haiti and determine the appropriate mandate of a potential peacekeeping operation to effectively address the current context and learn from past lessons and avoid harm and repeating of mistakes. Let us heed the consent of the host country and its desire for stability, security, and a Haitian-led political solution through free and fair elections as soon as possible.
If we do, said Deputy Ambassador Shea, our unity will send a strong message to the people of Haiti. The world, the whole world, is standing with you.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.